This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Respected brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. I would just like to share with you some very exciting and good news. Inshallah, we here at Dar Lifta, we are offering a very detailed course over the period of 5 Saturdays, inshallah ta'ala, on a book, Arabic book, called Mabahithu fi Aqaidi Ahli Sunnah. Many people know about this book. This is the book that I have, which is in my hands. Discussions in the Beliefs of Ahl Sunnah. Discussions in the Beliefs of Ahl Sunnah, Al-Musamma Al-Muhannad Al-Mufannad, known as Al-Muhannad Al-Mufannad. This was a book written by the great Hadith scholar, Al-Shaykh Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Al-Saharanpuri, rahimahullah ta'ala, who is the author of the famous 20-volume commentary on the Sunan of Imam Abu Dawood, rahimahullah ta'ala. He authored this book as a answer. He was sent, or the scholars of the subcontinent were sent around 26 questions by the scholars of Mecca, Medina, Al-Hijaz, approximately 100 years ago. And they sent these 26 questions, and he wrote the answers, and then all the other scholars endorsed his answers. And these are questions relating to Aqidah, but not fundamental issues of Aqidah. And this is why we really want to talk about this book, because there's a lot of controversy or misunderstandings regarding this book from both sides. People have not understood this book, or they've misunderstood this book, or they have these misgivings about this book. It's a book in Arabic which has been translated into Urdu as well as translated into the English language, Al-Muhannad Al-Mufannad. So, Mabahith fi Aqaid Ahl Sunnah means discussions in the beliefs of Ahl Sunnah, and Al-Muhannad Al-Mufannad, Al-Muhannad means the Indian sword on the disproved. So, inshallah, in the course we'll talk about the name of the book and why it's called Al-Muhannad, etc. But these were 26 questions relating to not really fundamental aspects of Aqidah. They are some which are relating to fundamental aspects of Aqidah, but many of them are secondary aspects of Aqidah. The ones which are not established through qat'i definitive proofs. Because in Aqidah we also have two types, and this is what we will discuss in the course, inshallah ta'ala. So these were 26 questions that were sent to the scholars of the subcontinent, mainly affiliated to the famous Darul Uloom Deoband Seminary. And Sheikh Mawlana Khalil Ahmad Saharanpuri rahimahullah wrote the answers in Arabic, and then all the other scholars endorsed his answers, and they sent it back to those Arab scholars who were in Mecca, Medina, Hijaz, and then also it was sent to scholars in Syria and Yemen and Egypt and many other cities, and they all, you know, endorsed this book. So this book is a very famous book, but inshallah we hope to have a course on this. And the idea is that if you know Arabic, it's great, because I'm going to inshallah read through the Arabic text, translate it, and explain each issue. If you don't know Arabic, then there's a translation of this available, which will be presented and given out to the students, and also some other course notes and coursework material. And inshallah, we will, I hope to read through like many of these issues are those issues that cause a lot of controversy amongst the Ummah today. They divide the Ummah, you know, issues such as traveling to Medina al-Munawwara, traveling specifically to visit the grave of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then there is a question about Mawlid, there's a question about Tawassul, seeking intermediaries in one's supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a question about the life of prophets, Hayatul Anbiya. There is a question about reading books like Dalailul Khairat. There's a question about Taqleed and following Madhabs, Tasawwuf, Sufism. What do we do about the attributes of Allah? What do we believe in terms of the attributes of Allah and those texts that indicate that Allah has a body, a'udhu billah, etc.? So is Allah on his throne, or is he everywhere? Ayatul Mutashabihat. And about the knowledge of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his ilmul ghaib, did he have knowledge of the unseen or not? His finality of prophethood, which is a very important qat'i aqidah, khatmun nubuwa, and view of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah of the Qadianis, etc., etc. So these are the kind of issues that are in this book. They are presented in a question and answer format. So there's a question that, oh, scholars, what do you say about this? And then he mentions the answer. So I will read through the Arabic, I will translate and explain to the best of my ability. The idea is to look at these issues in a non-biased way, in a non-extreme way, in a balanced way. Because a lot of these issues, they divide the ummah, and you find that there's extreme on either the right or there's an extreme on the left. We want to tackle these issues in a very balanced and very mature in this way. And some of the issues we can say that, look, there's a difference of opinion. It's not a problem, because even though it's with aqeedah, but secondary matters of aqeedah can have differences of opinion. Iman is not based on those secondary aspects of aqeedah. Aqeedah are of two types. You have the fundamental, which believe in Allah and believing in the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the finality of his prophethood and Jannah, Jahannam, Paradise, Hellfire. Amantu billahi wa kalimatihi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rasulihi wal yawmil akhir wal qadri khayri wa sharri. There's no ikhtilaf. There's no difference of opinion. You can't have two opinions about those kind of issues. But these secondary aspects of aqeedah, and also there are some issues which are not even relating to aqeedah, like tasawwuf and taqleed of madhabs. It's got nothing to do with aqeedah. But we nevertheless, inshallah, will go through all of this. The course is being held in the summer, so it's inshallah summer intensive, we can say. And this course will start, inshallah ta'ala, on Saturday, 17th of July, 2021. So we have five Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. So that's four and a half hours. We want to, inshallah, spend some time taking question and answers as well. So all the details will be available if you click on the link below this video, go onto our Darul Iftar website, courses page, all the full entire details about the course, the five Saturdays, and also we will conduct this course over Zoom, so there will be live sessions. You can attend the live sessions, and if you can't attend the live sessions, then you can listen to or watch the recording in your own time, inshallah, over five Saturdays, from Saturday, 17th July, 9 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. every day. Click on the link, all the details, even the breakdown of each Saturday, what topics we will be covering will be mentioned there. And inshallah, register, and I hope to see you in the course. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.